I'm not sure if you are on LinkedIn, right? But I spend a lot of time on LinkedIn, lots of interesting little bits and bops there. And I'm sure you'll know if you're on that particular space. Lots of people posting interesting stuff. And there's one particular post that really grabbed my attention. It was a street vendor in the sort of Lower Long Street area who, you know, used to operate out of a very tatty little, what does one call it? A wooden construction. And all of a sudden has been given what looks like a container that's been revamped, looks really beautiful, and he's now selling his goods through there. And I sort of inquired about it, and I heard that it's where the Clicks is and sort of Lower Long Street. I heard that Spear Rate Limited actually did that for him in consultation with the city of Cape Town. And I thought, wow. And I found out more, Spear Rate Limited. And then realized that the CEO is none other than Quinton Rossi, someone who calls into the show regularly. I then said, hold on, come on, tell us more about the work that you're doing. We've been asking big business to actually have a bit of a conscience to help entrepreneurs, and that is exactly what Spear Rate Limited did and continues doing. So they started in 2011 as a private equity property business, investing into the Western Cape to invest in properties. They've also done some developments in Greenpoint and Bantry Bay, and they've grown this business quite substantially. So Quinton Rossi, thank you very much for joining us on the show this morning.
Kina, and thanks for having me, and thank you to the listeners.
So 2011, 2019, not many years to actually grow a business the way you have. You're JSE listed. Tell us about how this business started and the core ethic. And I asked this question simply based on what I saw you do out in sort of Lower Long Street.
Kina, so we started in 2011, my two business partners, Mike Flax and Abba Varachia, approached me and said that we had an opportunity to acquire some assets from another institutional investor, and whether or not we would take on this opportunity, which we obviously did. And we acquired about 12 investment properties in addition to the DoubleTree by Hilton at the Upper East Side in Woodstock.
Yeah.
And we slowly but surely started to build up a portfolio of assets within the Western Cape. And our focus was purely to become a regional investor that only focused on investing in the Western Cape, because, you know, in Afrikaans is a saying, "Faf in your goed, nab in your skade." And we took the view that if we closed our assets, we were able to manage those assets in a very hands-on and direct manner that would allow us to have probably minimal vacancies in our portfolio because of the quality of the assets, but also because we could early engage our tenants and we could obviously have early access to potential tenant movements within the Cape property market. And that's worked out very well for us. We started with about a 340 million rand portfolio in 2011, and we now roughly 3.7 billion rand portfolio, closing in on 4 billion, which the growth has been quite a steep curve, but we've been very blessed and very fortunate to have been given incredible investment opportunities within the Western Cape, and we've taken those on with both hands and made the best of it. And in 2016, we decided to list a portfolio, which was the portfolio we have under discussion. At that stage, it was valued about 1.4 billion. So between 2016 and current, we've grown that portfolio by a further, we basically doubled that portfolio again. And it's worked out very well for us because we're based here, we do everything here, we have no ambitions to invest anywhere else in the country or outside of the country as Spear. And we'll continue to do that. We get, as a regional investor, you know, we get our diversification through asset types. So we invest into office buildings, industrial warehousing, distribution centers, shopping centers, residential blocks, and hotels. And that's how we obtain our diversification. And we feel as a regional investor, you have to have exposure to all those sectoral types to really, to talk to our strategy. And our strategy is obviously to, you know, be in the top quartile of our peer group within the REIT sector, which is the count of all the real estate companies. And as a smaller business in the sector, I think with the help of my incredible team, we've done just that.
And Your focus on, you know, helping the smaller guys is something that really interests me. So one understands that you hyper-focused on the Western Cape. And if you're hyper-focused, you know exactly what your value proposition is that you need to craft because you understand the market. But you've also focused on helping the little guys and girls out there trying to start their businesses.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, with Two Long Street as a prime example, we embarked on about a 15 million rand refurbishment on the property.
Yeah.
And as part of that refurbishment, we not only just looked at the space that we owned, we looked at the space that impacted the space that we owned. And that space included Bashir's vendor, a trading area, a piece of city land that we ended up getting a lease over and creating an urban garden. And we looked for ways to improve the entire experience, not just what happens within our within our four walls. And you know, as a business, we decided this was our way of improving his trading conditions. And also, there was quite an annoying bottleneck on the walkway because the way that the city initially allocated the trading areas was obviously not taking into account a high foot traffic area. And we then effectively said to Bashir, we are going to do this for you. And rightfully so, he was very skeptical in the beginning. He's like, you know, why would you guys do this for me? I mean, I've got nothing to offer you. And, you know, after building a bit of a relationship with him, after we bought the building, you know, we started to get a rapport and he started to obviously trust, you know, what we were going to do. And as a business, you mentioned, you know, we get 100% of our operational benefit within the Western Cape. And this is one way for us to show that there's a place for informal trading in an urban environment. B, it doesn't break the bank to give someone a hand up. This wasn't a hand out. This was a hand up. You know, he had to fit out the internal space for that container. He's got to do the marketing. He's got to keep it clean.
Absolutely.
And effectively, it's for him to improve himself. And, I mean, the entire area has been uplifted. It's created a conversation about how these retail opportunities can be conduits for job creation.
Now, I think that is key. Quinton Rossi, their CEO of Spear Rate Limited. And I encourage other big businesses to do the same thing, create opportunities around the spaces. Now, open.